All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty interesting.
Okay, shoot.
It's the 70th anniversary of Schachtverein 1954 Lotschau.
Wow, 70 years.
Yeah, it's this chess club in Austria.
Okay, so what about them?
Well, we've got these articles covering their celebrations, right? And it really struck me how this small town club is like a perfect little example of the whole chess world.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
Well, you see the passion, the dedication, people connecting across different generations.
It's all there, yeah.
Let's start with their anniversary dinner
Okay.
at Gasthaus Reiner. This is on November 24th, 2024. And get this, they had a founding member there, Hans Rigg.
Wow, a founding member.
Yeah, someone who was there at the very beginning,
That's incredible.
back in 54.
1954.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really special.
It is.
You know, to me, that really shows how much the club cares about where it came from
Right.
and the community it's built. I mean, think about it, 70 years. And these founding members are still around, still involved. It says something about the power of these shared passions, I think.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, like, what were those early days like, you know?
Yeah. Like, how did it all start? What were their first meetings like back in 54? What challenges did they face? How did they celebrate their wins?
Right. Fascinating. Oh, and I should mention another founding member, Julia Schneider, couldn't make it to the dinner.
Oh, no. Why not?
Health reasons.
Ah, I see.
I thought it was kind of, a poignant reminder in the middle of this celebration that time keeps moving forward, even as we're looking back and honoring the past.
Yeah, it makes you realize that these moments, these milestones, they're precious. And the people who help create them, we should really appreciate them while we can.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay, enough of the sentimental stuff for a minute. Let's move on to the big event that day.
Oh yeah, what was that?
The simultaneous chess exhibition
Oh wow.
with Austrian Grandmaster Markus Ragger.
No way.
Yeah, this wasn't just a casual game, right?
I bet.
24 players,
Okay.
all playing against him at the same time
Whoa. All at once.
at Lochiel's Festhalle.
So like 24 boards?
Can you even imagine the pressure?
That's intense.
I was checking out his past games and his strategy. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like he just knows how to switch tactics so smoothly.
E.
Always a few steps ahead.
Wow. So what was it like having him at the exhibition?
Well, it's definitely a big deal. I mean, he's the first Austrian to break the 2700 Elo rating, you know?
Right.
And he was even in the global top 50 at one point.
Seriously.
It must have been amazing for the local players, like to see what's possible in chess, right?
Oh yeah. Like if you put in the work and you really love the game.
There are no limits. You know what really impressed me, though? He could have easily just dominated everyone, right?
Yeah, I bet.
But he actually took time afterwards to analyze the games.
Wow, really?
He even gave the players some tips and insights.
That's
It
amazing.
shows what kind of person he is, you
Yeah,
know?
a real class act.
Like he wasn't just there to win. He was there to share his knowledge, to help the next generation of chess players grow.
Like that sense of community we were talking about earlier, right? Like he's giving back.
Exactly. And you know what? Five players actually managed to draw against him.
No way.
Yeah, not an easy feat.
So who were they?
Let's see, we've got Olaus Plannicher, Dr. Peter Mittelberger, and Alfred Filsberger from Schachverein Lochau itself.
Wow, they're own club members.
Then there's Mario Leitgeber
Yeah.
from Schachverein Sonnenberg
Okay.
and Bernd Hellu from Schachverein Herbruns.
So from different clubs.
Yeah, it's cool to see that representation, right?
Yeah, like a real regional chess community.
Exactly. Speaking of talented players, we need to rewind a bit.
Oh, okay.
Back to October 6, 2024. Schachverein Lochau, they actually hosted the Vorarlberger Landesblitzmeisterschaft.
Wow, what's that?
It's the Vorarlberg State Blitz Chess Championship.
Oh, wow, a whole championship.
Part of their anniversary celebrations.
That's
They
awesome.
really went all out for this anniversary, huh?
Well, Blitz chess, that's a whole other game, right? It's super fast-paced,
Well, yeah.
intense. You got to be quick on your feet, think strategically, but under pressure,
Oh.
it must have been electric in the room that day.
I bet. And the competition was tough. Ilya Kafaso from Dornbirn, he won the whole thing.
Wow, so not someone from Locale?
Nope. Fabian Matt from Hohenems came in second.
Okay.
And Julia Novkovic from Dornbirn got third. It's really interesting to see players from other towns, you know.
Yeah, it shows the level of competition across the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shows the real competitive spirit. But Schachverein Lochau definitely held their own.
Yeah.
Their team, Lochau 1, they came in second.
Wow. Wow, second place.
Peter Middleberger, Ellos Planitcher, and Manfred Mayer.
That's amazing, especially with all those other players from around the state.
Right. It makes you think they have a really solid training program.
Yeah, good teamwork, too.
And they had another team, Lockyer 2.
Ribs.
Lotko Jurasic, Reinhard Forster, and Christoph Drexel.
Two teams. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great that they're giving more players the chance to compete at this level.
It shows they're really dedicated to fostering talent.
And making a supportive environment for players of all skill levels.
Yeah, that's a hallmark of a truly great chess club.
Absolutely. Oh, and we can't forget about individual achievements.
That's right, those.
Lukas Menging from Lockyer placed third in the youth category.
Oh, that's fantastic. Young talent coming up.
It is. It gives you hope for the future of the club.
For sure. These young players, they're the ones who keep it going.
And for the seniors, Ellos Planitcher and Reinhard Forster took second and third.
Wow. Still going strong.
It's amazing to see them still competing at such a high level.
Chess, it's a game where experience really matters, right?
Oh, yeah. Years of practice, analyzing opponents.
Yeah.
It all adds up to a deep understanding of the game.
Something you can't just learn overnight.
It's fascinating how this small club in Austria,
yeah,
celebrating its 70th anniversary,
right,
it really reflects the bigger world of chess.
You think so?
I do. You see the passion, the camaraderie, the dedication.
Yeah, it's true. It's like you could go anywhere in the world and find that same spirit.
It really is a universal language.
It makes you wonder, though, what is it about chess? I mean, what makes it so captivating? Why does it create these connections that last for decades and cross borders?
That's a great question. Let's take a moment to think about that. We'll be back in a moment to explore these connections further. It's interesting, you know, going through these stories about Schafer and Lockyer, it really makes you think about, like, tradition, you know, and those rituals. It's like these celebrations they're having. They're not just marking time passing.
More than that.
Yeah. It's about, like, remembering who they are as a group.
Yeah.
And making those connections even stronger.
Right. Yeah. Like, each generation is adding its own piece to the story.
Yes.
But they're still honoring everyone who came before them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it plays out literally on the chessboard, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, with that exhibition with Ragger.
Yeah. You had players of all different ages,
uh-huh,
different skill levels, all challenging him.
Mm.
It was a real clash of the generations.
I love that. Yeah, it's symbolic, isn't it?
Right. Like, the newer players are testing themselves against someone with so much experience.
Yeah, like a master, right?
A grandmaster.
That's so cool. And it's not just about the moves, is it?
No.
It's like this unspoken thing between them.
Passing on the torch, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what chess is all about, this sense of connection.
It reminds me of something I read about how chess, like, started way back in India.
Oh, yeah. Centuries ago.
It spread through all these trade routes.
Yeah.
It changed over time.
Yeah.
It's crazy how this game, it's gone beyond just cultures and languages, right?
It's global.
It's connecting people across continents.
Across time, too.
And across centuries.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Just gets to show you, doesn't it? There's something about it that we all connect with.
Yeah. The strategy, the challenge, the, like, the mental game of it.
The psychology.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's speaks to everyone, no matter who you are, right?
Right.
Speaking of psychology, it's fascinating to me how, like, you can tell a lot about someone.
Really?
Based on how they play chess, you know?
Interesting.
It's like their personality comes out on the board.
So true. Like, how do they approach the game? What risks are they willing to take? How do they make decisions when things get tough?
It's like a window into their mind.
I like that.
I read this interview. It was with a grandmaster.
Oh, wow.
And he said chess taught him patience.
Okay.
Discipline. Thinking ahead.
Those are
important life skills, right?
For sure. For sure. It's not just a game. It's like a way to grow as a person.
Yeah. It pushes you to face your weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
To learn from your mistakes. To think strategically about everything.
Yeah. And you can use those skills anywhere.
Not just in chess.
Exactly.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, is there a link between this club lasting for so long?
Yeah.
And its members staying so sharp mentally?
Yeah. That's an interesting thought. Do you think, like, using your brain this way all the time could help you stay sharp?
Maybe. Maybe it's good for your cognitive health.
And maybe it helps people live longer. I mean, we see it with that Ellos Planitcher guy.
Right. He's playing in the main tournament and the senior one. He's definitely still got it.
Yeah. And his dedication, that's inspiring. You know, like, age doesn't matter if you're passionate about something.
He shows you can still strive for excellence no matter how old you are.
Yeah. He's a great example for everyone.
Absolutely. And you know, one more thing I noticed. It was great to see so many women playing in the state championship.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
Like Julia Novakovic getting third place.
It breaks those old stereotypes, you know. Chess isn't just for men.
Exactly. It sends a message to girls that they can be amazing at this, too.
Absolutely. Anyone can excel at this game.
It's a reminder that chess is about intelligence, yeah. strategy, yeah. you know, not about physical strength or gender.
Exactly. And the more diverse the chess community is, the better, I think.
It makes it more interesting and exciting for everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
This whole deep dive into Lacau's 70th anniversary, it's really opened my eyes to how many layers there are to chess.
What do you mean?
It's not just a game. Mm. It's like it reflects human history. It's about our minds.
Uh-huh.
It helps us grow as people.
Yeah.
It could even be a platform for social change.
I never thought of it like that. You're right. It's a powerful game.
It really is a testament to how powerful this ancient game is, you know?
Yeah.
It makes you think about, like, what's the future of chess?
Yeah.
How will it keep changing and adapting as the world changes?
That's a really interesting question. Maybe something for our listeners to think about.
I like that. Let's give them a moment to ponder that, shall we? We'll be back in a moment with some final thoughts. Wow, we've covered so much about Jacques Varin Lacau.
We have. It's been quite a journey. From the anniversary dinner to, like, the excitement of that Blitz championship.
Right. It feels like we've gotten to know this club.
Yeah, it's like we were right there with them celebrating.
But, you know, what's really striking to me is this isn't just about some local club having a party.
No, it's bigger than that. It's like it's about the things we're passionate about and how those passions bring people together, how they build communities that span across generations.
Right. It's crazy how a game like chess can do that.
Yeah.
Create these connections that last for so long.
Yeah. It seems so simple, a game, but it's not really that simple, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, think about every single move on that board.
Yeah.
It's a decision. A risk you're taking.
A calculated risk.
Exactly. You got to think ahead, strategize, and then you got to read your opponent, you know?
Oh, yeah. Figure out what they're going to do next.
The psychology of it is fascinating. It really is like a mini version of life in a way.
You know, it reminds me, I read this quote once. It was from Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, yeah. What did he say?
He said, "Chess is way more than just a game."
Huh.
He thought it was like a way to learn important skills, like foresight, being cautious, thinking things through.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Like, do people who play chess a lot, do they just think differently?
Maybe. Maybe they're more strategic in other parts of their lives, too. Like, always planning ahead, thinking about what could happen down the road.
Interesting thought. And looking at Jacques Varin Lacau, you know, 70 years going strong.
That's a long time.
It does make you wonder if there's something to that, right?
Yeah. Like, maybe all those late night games, the close matches, winning some, losing some, maybe it all helps them stay sharp.
Not just in chess, but in life, too.
Right. Like, they've learned to be patient, to think strategically, to roll with the punches. Those are skills you can use anywhere.
Exactly. It's not just about growing as a person, either. Chess, it brings people together. You know,
yeah, like a community.
A shared purpose. Yeah. It doesn't matter how old you are, where you come from, how good you are at the game.
It's all about the shared love for chess.
There's something really beautiful about that. You know, in a world where everything's so fast-paced, digital.
Yeah. People are always online.
We still need this, right? We still need those places where we can just connect with each other, do something meaningful together.
Face-to-face. Yeah. I think that's why chess has stuck around for so long. It's timeless.
Yes.
It's a place where people can meet, have fun, challenge each other mentally.
Sometimes the simplest things are the most powerful, you know?
Yeah.
The things that have been around forever.
It's true. So as we wrap things up here, thinking about Jacques Varin Lacau and their 70th anniversary, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
What are you passionate about? Where do you find that sense of community, that feeling of belonging? What brings you together with other people who share your interests? It's something to think about. Maybe it's time to revisit those things, those passions.
Or maybe find some new ones. And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll even break out that old chessboard.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
It's a whole world of strategy and connection just waiting to be explored.